Hey, this is Larry, and I've got a good friend of mine, also a student on the phone, Michael Blythe, who is going to share some of his insights about the ultimate buying and selling machine and how he's used it and how he's made money with it, and give you some tips and techniques of ways that you could implement it and put it together in your business. So, hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Larry?
Man, I'm good. How about you?
Oh, doing good. Doing good.
Good. Why don't you start out and tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and about your real estate business?
Okay. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, and my real estate, the name of my business is called Quick Turn Properties. And as it sounds, my emphasis and focus is on doing quick turn deals, creating cash. I work full time as a consultant, and I'm on a contract, which means that annually it comes up for review, and I may or may not be working. So it's very important to me to be able to have multiple streams of income and definitely to be able to create cash on a consistent basis. And that's why I was interested in the ultimate buying and selling product. And I like wholesaling because of the fact that you find the deal, or you find the opportunity out there, you find a treasure, and you sell that treasure or assign that treasure to someone else, and you get quick cash.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm really glad you pointed out about what you do, because not everybody wants to be a full-time real estate investor, and the way we do it, you don't really have to be, do you?
Oh, no, definitely not, Larry. With your system, you can do it as a one-man show, or you can bring on some other people to work with you in a team environment if you like to motivate and inspire and work with other people, and they can work from their home, and you can train them and work together and do numerous deals and work at numerous deals at once. So you can be a one-man show, you and your wife, yourself, work it with a friend, or work it with numerous people, have like little extensions or satellites of your small business with other small entrepreneurs around town, and work it that way and do numerous deals.
Exactly.
It's a lot of flexibility.
Exactly. Now, Michael, how long have you been involved in real estate?
Well, I've been involved in real estate since the mid to late 80s. Reading as a hobby. Bought my first single family home after college, but was never really successful investing. Started doing a few lease purchases here and there. But with your system, it's the quickest way I've seen to be able to create cash consistently, and especially now with all the truckloads of foreclosures all over America. There are a lot of good deals. You just got to search for them.
Exactly, and I'm glad you pointed that out, too, because a lot of people are just getting started in real estate, but there's also been a lot of people who have been in real estate for years and years and years and are taking advantage of the ultimate buying and selling machine, too. So it really kind of appeals and has things for the beginner as well as an advanced investor, would you say?
Almost definitely, and it's something that you can do once you learn the skills, and it doesn't take that long, and apply them and implement them. It's something that you can do the rest of your life.
Right, right. Michael, what do you like most about the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine? What are the parts? Because the way I designed this course is you don't have to implement every single strategy at once. Some people like to start with the bookmarks. Some people like to start with the property analyzer, like to get their database set up, their autoresponder set up. They like to start searching online. They like to learn negotiating techniques first. You know, there's a lot of different things, and I kind of set it up to where you could kind of pick and choose one at a time and just add to it. And some people may never use every tool that's in the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, but what is your own personal favorite thing that you liked and that you use most in the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine?
Well, I think the property analyzer is a must. It's something that it really, you as an investor, many times you become over-optimistic about the numbers, but you really need to understand the after-repaired value of a property, your repairs, your costs, all the costs involved to coming up with an offer, your maximum offer, your maximum allowable offer on the property. So that's a good tool that I always run a property through that tool just to make sure that my numbers are pretty close to the numbers the analyzer is coming up with. And the fact that just going out there and finding the realtor, I like the first of all, it's very organized, the whole with the chapters. And I like the fact that you can go in and you tell us about key realtors to contact who deal specifically with the types of properties we're looking for. And once you start talking to these people, the way you tell us to talk to them and explain to them what we're doing, you will start having emailed to you, if you wish to get the information that way, the same day they'll start emailing potential properties that meet our criteria, which it can happen quickly.
That's awesome. And I'm glad you pointed that out about the Ultima Property Analyzer. I mean, you've been dabbling in real estate since the 80s. You already know how to analyze a deal, don't you?
Well, I thought I did until, again, as entrepreneurs, we get a little, we get excited, the heart starts pumping about a deal, and then we really don't, many times, understand really by numbers.
Right. And it is just a quick and easy way to get to your final number as soon as possible, right?
Exactly. And to feel confident about that number and
exactly.
What you can offer.
Exactly. How many hours a week would you say that you put into real estate, Michael?
Right now, I'm putting about 15 to 20 hours in a week.
Oh, okay.
I've got some rental properties, which I'm really trying to sell and move as soon as possible. Kind of got stuck in the rehab game, which is really not my area. And I'm going back to nothing but cash deals. And that's what my goal is, to do several cash deals every month. And in this market, it's just, it's a perfect time to do wholesale deals. It's just perfect.
It really is. Wholesale, and if you live also in an area where you could do lease options and hang on to the properties until the markets turn around. But there's no doubt about it, the quickest, easiest, fastest way to generate quick cash is to wholesale.
Well, Larry, that's a good point, because I have six rentals, and five of them are being lease purchased.
Oh, that's great.
And
that
so
is
that
great.
Way, so I'm doing that, and then I'm going back to full tilt boogie. No more buying and holding for me. I'm personally, in my strategy, I'm going to cash deals.
There you go. That's great. That is great. And even though you're doing lease purchases, there's still a lot of the tools that you can use in the Ultimate Buy and Sell machine. You can set up databases and autoresponders for those and whatever it is you want, can you?
Oh, sure. There's contracts, agreements, a lot of different tools, the autoresponders to the realtors to find deals, the autoresponders to the sellers. Mortgage brokers. It's just another great thing about the course, and I've got, I think, for myself personally, and a lot of your listeners may be the same way, we've got to embrace technology. And what I like about your course, Larry, is you've embraced technology. You use technology to be efficient, to be effective, to save time. And we all want to make money, but we also need to have time with our family and friends and to have life balance. And your course, the unique selling proposition about your course, or the thing that I see that's special about your course over other courses, is that you show us how to use technology so that we can save time but still make money and still get the results we need every month.
Right, right. And that is a really good point. You know, it's technology can really hurt you if you don't use it in the correct way, and I've tried to bring it down to a manageable level where anybody can use it, and I think I've met that goal.
Yes. Definitely have.
Now, Michael, let me ask you this, and I know the answer to this, but how long did it take you to do your first deal with the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine?
Wow, that was a few years ago. I think my first deal was done in a little under 2 weeks.
I remember, I'm going from memory, but I think on the testimonial you sent me it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay.
I know it wasn't very long, though.
No, it was definitely under a month, and I used the techniques that you said and got out there and started planting seeds. And opportunities came over my email, and I analyzed those through the analyzer, got to know the areas. And it took me a couple of weeks to get to know some of the areas. And but then I had started to grow my buyer's list. And really the first couple of guys that were on my buyer's list, they told me exactly what they were looking for. I found a few properties. And matter of fact, Larry, this is no bull. I called the one guy up and said, I've got a deal for you. I tied it up through an REO realtor.
Uh-huh.
He went over, I gave the realtor a check. I called the guy up. He brought the property up. He was at the car dealership. He brought the property up on his laptop from here in Ohio. In Cincinnati, we have the auditor site, and you can bring up all the property information there. He brought it up. He said, I like it. I'm coming over. And he came over to the home. We walked through the house, did an inspection of the home. He did his due diligence, had his check sheet, his report out, and methodically went through every room and estimated repairs. And then he asked me how much I wanted for the property. I gave him the number, and the guy hugged me.
Wow.
The guy actually hugged me. That is no joke. He hugged me and said, thank you. Maybe I gave him too good of a deal on the property. Again, that was my first deal. Apparently, I gave him too good of a deal.
Really?
But I had $5,500, I think, packed in there for myself.
Oh, really?
But I think I could have probably made 10 on that deal.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
Again, I was still learning. I was still learning.
And I remember, because I show your testimonial when I go out and speak, and I remember you actually did 2 deals in your
right.
first, like, 3 weeks or so. And I remember you said the first one sold in 30 minutes and the next one took an hour and something.
Right.
And
that was, yes.
If uh-huh. I'm going by recollection, but on my PowerPoint, I think it says you made $13,000 that month.
I sure did. Made $13,000 that month.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
That is great. Now, let me ask you this question. Where would you suggest that somebody start with the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine? If they're going through this, and maybe this is the very first CD that they've listened to, where would you suggest they start with the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine?
As far as getting their business going, or what do you mean?
Yeah, about? Or, you know, the tools, some of the techniques, some of the tools,
okay.
the strategies. What would you suggest that they do first to kind of get up and running as soon as possible? Because, see, the whole reason I'm doing these confidential conversations is to help people be able to understand from other successful students how they got up and running and what they did first. So the people listening to this CD right now, they can get their business up and running as soon as possible.
I think one of the keys to, first of all, get familiar with the property analyzer,
mm-hmm.
And then find, start going to using some of the sources that you recommend as far as building a buyer's list.
Uh-huh.
Because the property, you're going to find properties, but you can't move the property if you don't have a buyer. So I would start getting some buyers, getting more buyers, and continue to build your buyer's list, and at the same time, contact some of the top REO realtors in your area and start a conversation with them, let them know what you're doing, and they will start sending you potential deals or leads, good property leads, ASAP.
Exactly. Get on their email list as well.
Exactly. Let them automatically send to you their, a lot of the folks here, every Thursday or Friday, like for example, the HUD guys get a new HUD list, and the REO realtors get their new list from their banks, and they will put you on an automatic email situation where those emails go directly to you, and also they will send you expired listings, and you will have leads every morning in your email if you choose to get them that often.
Exactly, and you can even tell them to put you in their database for those email notifications with certain keywords like handyman special, fixer-upper, cheap, cash, divorce, transferred, motivated, must sell, reduced, abandoned, foreclosure. All those are keywords that you want to tell the realtor to list in your email notification listing so you're looking for the right kind of properties.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's great. Michael, I really do appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to share some of your insights and how you've been successful with the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, and to give other people inspiration that now I'm sure there's people listening to this that they're experienced, they've done a lot of deals, they just want to automate their business more or take it to the next level, but I'm sure there's also a lot of people who are just getting started, they're what they call a newbie, they're trying to figure all this stuff out, and I really appreciate you sharing some insights with them today.
Oh, not a problem. I'm happy to do it.
That's great. I really appreciate it. Now, Michael, I'll ask you one more quick thing. Would you like to give out any of your contact information if somebody wants to contact you? Maybe they want to flip you a house or buy a house from you or something like that. It's entirely up to you.
Not a problem. My email is B as in boy, C for Charles, H for house, R for Roger, S for Sam, and the number 7 at AOL.com. And you can reach me by phone at 513-403-1896, and I'm in the Cincinnati market.
That's great. That is great. Michael, once again, I really, really appreciate you taking the time today.
Not a problem.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay.